Word of Life, a daily reading and reflection on the gospel of the day, a soothing respite from the daily grind. Listen to The Word of Life, presented to you by Monsignor Pedro C. Quitorio. Word of Life.
The Gospel for March 19, 2024. The Solemnity of Saint Joseph, husband of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It is taken from Matthew chapter 1, verse 16, and verses 18 to 21 and 24. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Now this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention, when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A short reflection on the Gospel today. Joseph was a righteous man, but his righteousness came from the law. It came from his ancestry. It came from human effort, just like the one of John the Baptist, who said he was just baptizing with water and acknowledged that somebody was coming who will baptize with fire and the Holy Spirit. When the angel told Joseph about the truth about Jesus, his righteousness was elevated and transformed, as it were, to the righteousness of the Spirit, the righteousness that comes from God, no longer from the law, no longer from human effort, but already from God Himself. Because the law comes from human effort, and human effort does not save. Because if it does, for the sake of argument, there will be no need for Christ to come down to earth and be our Emmanuel. But the truth is, human righteousness is only human, precisely. It does not suffice. It is not enough. That's why we need a Christ, a Redeemer. The Pharisees consider themselves righteous, but then their righteousness just came from the law. And all it did to him at the end of the day was to become hypocrites. This is the reason why we have to be baptized Christians. Because by virtue of that, we begin our journey into receiving the power of the risen Lord. So that in the language of St. Paul, our goodness, our righteousness, no longer comes from the flesh, but from the Spirit of the risen Christ. And so Joseph became the father of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, and he took Mary as his wife into his home. He became the protector of Jesus, and until today, the protector of the church, which is the body of Christ.
Thank you for listening to Word of Life, featuring today's Gospel and Time Reflections, brought to you as a special public service feature of the CBCP Media Office. Word of Life.